Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Whoa, hello.
Here we are.
Yep, up in the wilds of Maine. Very, very low. The road less traveled. There are not that many people up here. There will be, I believe, this weekend. Now, look what I just found from under my control board that's been sitting for a while. A spider.
Spider?
An old Jesus Christ.
A spider.
Is it dead?
Desiccated, desiccated, nasty. I think it's a spider. Oh, my
Maybe Christ. A tribute to the radio gods.
That might be a tick.
Hey, don't be a tick.
I can't tell if it's a spider or a tick.
Well, if it was an engorged tick, you would know.
What about legs? Does it look like me or Rob?
Well, that would be whether it's engorged or not.
Ah, good point.
That's true.
Jesus, I don't know what it is, but there's something that just, it's dead, and it just sort of blew out from under my control board, and I don't know what it is. It looks nasty.
Could it be a potato bug from the potato famine?
No, the potato bugs did not cause the potato famine.
Oh.
No, the British. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I don't give a rat's ass. It's the British that caused the potato famine.
But how did they do it?
The British did it.
Yeah.
The British did it.
It was in all the papers.
I thought it was potato bugs that did that.
No, potato bugs, it was a diseased dirt, I think.
What about well-dressed potato bugs?
No, but it was disease that killed the potatoes in Ireland. The fungus caused the potato famine.
Yeah,
I studied Irish history at American University, I know all about this stuff.
But you see, the potato bug actually feeds on the leaf. So
I called my father, God rest his soul, after my third class of Irish history, and I realized that it wasn't Dad just having one too many Birkenberries and waxing hatred for the British. No, he was like spot on with what they did.
Hey.
I mean, they were like, they could have helped out. They could have sent food over there. It's like, well, they're just the Irish. It's kind of the way it is in the world nowadays.
When your dad would go out on a rave like that, would Uncle Bill Sheehan stop choking long enough to weigh in?
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up. And this is we're off and running on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We're very excited. I'm glad to be back with my boys and see them.
You look great
with their
up
Caps
there.
Jerseys today. I have to say that this is age. The choking is age related.
Oh no.
Because it's beginning to happen to me.
No.
At least every other day. And here's what happens.
Mike, you're such a good eater. You can't let this happen.
I am a good eater, but I
member of the Clean Plate Club.
It's radio and eating.
It's a, you know what? Thank you.
That's the short list.
And it didn't take long to get my first compliment from you.
Do they feel different up north, the compliments?
No, what it is, we were in the middle of taking care of all of our technical stuff when we established a new studio. We got a little work to do, and I'm waiting in between doing some things, and I start to think about the choking.
Yeah.
And then I start to laugh because I start thinking about the way I'm going to be seeing all of my family members this weekend, and I start to remember how my family members eat, men and women. Everybody in my family eats as though, because my cousins came from a large family, and my sister and I had my father to look at. We all eat as though someone's going to take our food.
Yes.
So you get massive bites, and I'm the same person. I can't get a big enough bite in my mouth. Maybe that's why I'm fat. You know, Carla at one point looked at me this weekend and said, "Did your mother withhold food from you when you were a child?" And I said, you know, she probably, my mom, because she was a child of the Depression, she would dole it out just what we would need. And I get older and I wanted to, you know, get more. And that's, that's what it was.
It was similar, my grandparents' tale of two households. My grandmother, my mom's mother, Big Daddy's house, there was always a lot of food because they had eight kids. They grew food, people coming and going. However, in Horny Bob Spiewak's house,
he grew food.
My father swears he still has scars from people trying to fight over the last piece of meat with going at the plate at the same time, that he got caught by forks because it was like a wild dog trying to get themselves served.
And
five
so
boys.
You get conditioned to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And I think big Irish families all were like that. They fought over. So it's big bites. And I have found myself recently, and I haven't even talked to my wife about this, I found myself taking a big bite, and then something will fleck off. Yesterday, it was it was like a piece of oatmeal, you know, that just, and what I'll do is I'll take the big bite, and I'll go in with the mouth open, like, and when I go in, there's one piece of oatmeal that gets, I inhale as I'm taking a bite, and then it's like,
yeah, that's the problem.
And it's horrible. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it, but what are you going to do? Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
But you never asked if Bill Sheehan hate the English as well?
My dad was the one that you really used to go to town on. My dad was the one that used to talk about it a lot.
Right.
You know, and they say that a lot. And it was just, you know, I'm up here and I'm thinking of him, and I already went down and saw my mom and dad who are out there in Frenchman's Bay up here, and it's very, very peaceful, and it's very, very nice. And then this weekend we will have an onslaught of people because it's a holiday weekend, and then after that it'll be quiet for about a month, and it's a chill experience up here, and I'm bonding with my wife and son like we've never bonded before. My son is as happy as a pig in S. It's wonderful.
I know that Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. Any radio station will tell you
but
that.
But it's not here.
But I was going to say, it's not
come
really.
Up for Memorial
it's not
Day,
really.
But then they go back and really...
Because it never really, where you are, it never gets crowded. It's not really a tourist destination,
yeah,
right?
August, there are a lot of people here in August.
I think there's a different mentality to a Maine vacation. And if you don't mind, Mike.
Not at all.
When I was younger, I used to have friends whose parents would say, we're going to Maine. And I used to think that, I was like, Maine, what do you do in Maine? Why would you ever want to go there, right? As I got older, I realized that I just had never been exposed to what Maine was really about until we became friends and you talk
Oscar,
about it.
Oscar, you reacted to Maine like, I would say one out of every three people react like Oscar does. Where Oscar... I just know that, you know, you'll be eventually coming back here.
Absolutely.
Because it just it gets into your head. There's a
wonderful.
It's otherworldly. It's really like not being in this country anymore. That's the way it feels when you go.
I'm sorry. The way I felt and I have to thank you for this, because Mike went in a nice way, because, you know, he can't be just grumpy and mean all the time.
No, it's too. It takes too much out of him.
Yeah, shut up.
he invited the whole crew to come broadcast there. And outside of the broadcast, he would take us around and show us around.
Yeah.
Right. So we got the best of both worlds where, you know, we weren't just on vacation and working. It was, we're on vacation, and you're going to teach us everything we need to know within a week's time about this wonderful state.
That's the thing we do up here, and that's the fun part. This is not like having a place in Washington, D.C., where you take people to the monuments because nobody does that on a regular basis.
And all that
that's
stuff.
By the way, that's in news you may not need today, so there's an interesting story about that. But up here, that's what we do. That's our fun, because we like going to the places.
I will never forget when you took me, is it Skudik, where the big granite peninsula that goes out into the ocean.
Which is at Skudik.
And the thing that was so amazing is that day, I watched the thermometer on your car as we drove out go from 92 to 60. I mean, the weather.
I don't think
it
was that dramatic, but they're pretty dramatic.
And that was the first place when the second time you had us up, I took Robert up there. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my favorite father-son experiences ever. And some of my favorite pictures of him just looking at the ocean. You have a hard time believing you're still in the same country Virginia. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Well, you know, it's just, there's simple things like going for walks in the woods. And you know, that's why my wife and son did it yesterday. And I enjoyed watching them leave, and I sat on the couch, and it was so special.
Knowing that they can do that warms the heart.
Yeah, and you knew that in an hour they would be back, and you could check them for ticks.
Exactly. And I said, enjoy your walk. And I just sat down. I
mean, you must be very excited.
Yeah, have fun. Don't hurry back. I might even close my eyes for a little bit. Bye. Bye. Enjoy yourself. Anyway, so we're here and we're up here and everything's fine and dandy, and I'm very, very excited. I always am excited to be up here, and I get nostalgic, and I'll share this with you, and then we'll take a break, and come back and do the mailbag, because we got a fat one today.
Yeah.
My son is just in a state of euphoria because he's got all his toys from when he was a baby up here.
Yeah.
And he just goes crazy, and he's out there, and he's got a little, remember that John Deere electric
Tractor. Yes.
Well, yeah. Now he, you know, this is something that it was 2015. This was purchased for him. It was completely inappropriate for his size.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to kill himself on it because he was so little. Well, now that he's 4.5 or almost 5, it's perfect for him.
Oh, that's
awesome. He's on that thing. It's constant. He's on the thing constant. He's going for walks with mommy, and he's running around. And last night, we were throwing a baseball out in the yard. It was like old school. It was lots of fun, and he was gassed. He, at the end of about 7 o'clock or so, right around his bedtime, he started wobbling. I mean, he was bouncing off the walls, and he was going back and forth. And
you get that way at about 7 o'clock, too.
unless I start drinking, which I did yesterday because it was essential to, you know, for me to compensate for the stress. We'll get to that, the stress of the big game, to tune up with my smiling Irish bastard. There's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot
of elements of me. So this is the quote of the day. So Mama's planning on taking him to, there's a little park in one of the towns over here, and we're going to go into town, and he loves this park because there's a really great playground, and it's one of his memories that he actually remembers a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is amazing to me. And so she goes in right before we're going to sit down and watch the hockey game together. Carla will watch the game for one period of hockey, and then she will go to bed, and I'll say, okay, good night. And so she goes in, and she comes out and tells me, leans over my son, and his eyes are kind of open and closed, and she says, now tomorrow we're going to go to the park. After we go to the grocery store to get some groceries, we're going to take you to the park. And he goes, okay, Mommy. Now can I get some sleep, please? Isn't that cute?
That's
you
did a
cute, such a little go. Yeah. And then Daddy was drinking. So that it's
so sweet, you know, though.
It was super
and
sweet.
And he's going early to be polite, which is super nice.
I bet if Mike said it would have come out different.
Well, look.
Can I get some sleep?
We've all said yes to everything. And I'll say this as far as my wife is concerned. I'm like, yeah, please. I have to wake up early. I can't be late. I'm going to shave my head. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Would you have ever thought that he'd be doing it?
No, I would have thought his hair would have grown. I thought now his hair would have grown out. I thought the shaving would have been so long ago. We'd be past it.
Don't get happy, people. There's still time on that calendar.
So, you know, we're up here. Everything's fine. I plugged in my computer yesterday. Carla was just a little concerned because I was doing some work for the show last night and on my word processor that I have here. And she came up over my shoulder and she just read some text that concerned her. And then she went to bed all upset. I don't understand. I was writing. I had row after row after row after row of all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. But I think everything's going to be fine because it's not winter.
No, you'll be okay. Yeah.
You don't have an axe.
Here's Johnny.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, man. What are you doing?
I'm drinking wine and eating cheese and catching some rays, you know.
What's happening?
Well, the tank's broken and they're trying to fix it.
Then why the hell aren't you up there helping them?
I only ride them. I don't know what makes them work.
Kelly Zeros.
Definitely an antisocial type. That's my other dog imitation.
But I mean assaulting!
Why don't you knock it off with them negative waves? Why don't you dig how beautiful it is out here? Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Crap.
All right, so it's a beautiful day. Now let's get down to cases.
Look, Kelly, a tiger has only one weak point. That's its ass. You gotta hit it point blank, and you gotta hit it from behind. Now, we do not have the element of surprise. They will hear our Detroit motors long before we ever even get inside that town.
Hey, Oddball, this is your hour of glory, and you're checking it out.
To a New Yorker like you, a hero is some type of weird sandwich, not some nut who takes on three tigers.
Nobody's asking you to be a hero.
No? Then you sit up in that turret, baby.
No, because you're going to be up there, baby, and I'll be right outside showing you which way to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
crazy.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a radio show and a podcast worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. You can listen 24-7 on our new Playapod app. The time-coded bookmarks are wonderful. So is the great media controls, the customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag, which we're going to do right now, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Hey. A message to all you millennials from Cornerstone First Financial. Did you know that millennial home buyers are the fastest growing segment of home purchasers today? Did you know that? Do they teach you that here? They are stepping up to invest in their future with home purchases. In fact, a millennial homeowner is 10 times more likely to become a millionaire. Oh. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Slumdog millionaire.
Slumdog millionaire. They're more likely to become millionaires than their renting counterparts.
True.
They're all sitting there going, no, might be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Buying makes good financial sense if you're paying $2,500 a month in rent. That's the equivalent of a $3,100 mortgage payment. When you calculate the tax benefits, that equals a $500,000 mortgage loan. Why rent when you can own? Invest in your future. Invest in your future. Future. With Cornerstone Financial. Cornerstone. Send this to them. They're going to love this one.
Yes,
Cornerstone.
They're going to say, what's wrong with the file?
Move the cornerstone out of the way for me now. There it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Turn that up. Move the cornerstone. There it
is. That's
it. Yes, yes. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia. How about Florida?
Yes.
Hey, Georgia, how about
yes,
you?
Yes.
Colorado, you
yes,
too.
Yes, Colorado.
Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial.
Boom, bam. Boom, bam.
Yeah, baby.
Boom, bam.
Yes. Woo.
Yeah, that indicates. Very cute little boy up here, and we'll talk to you all about. When we get done with the mailbag, we're going to talk about the Caps. Don't worry. We will cover that for our D.C. faithful.
Contingent.
And, I have a wonderful little rave because it's not just because they won. It's because of the way they won.
Ah.
They won like they've never won. And that gives me just a glimmer of hope, which means they'll break my heart when they get down to Tampa tomorrow night.
I see. All right.
But boy, am I excited.
Oh, it's
boy,
a big,
until
turn.
Then,
night.
You're all good.
Yeah. First period, I was like, yep, that's it. Bye-bye. See you later. Disappoint the people. Walking out. All the people. Rock the red. All the nerds leaving the Verizon Center, which I still call it. Capital One Arena. So everybody walking out of there being all sad. But no, that's it. Let me get to the mailbag. It's
not about me
or the Caps. We have to do this or we'll forget.
It's that's all it. About you.
It's all about you.
Write me a letter.
The Ravens, Mike.
So write me a letter.
Nice.
Any presents, you horse-faced jackass?
Yes, indeed, what? Mike. We have presents, and we start with these. I know you love your challenge coins and your paraphernalia of our first
Easy
responders.
For you to say.
This comes from Richard Underdahl, who is
Richard,
a volunteer.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
He is a volunteer firefighter and sent us official patches from his volunteer fire squad, which is very cool.
Very cool. Love that. And he sent us some snacks.
Yes, the snacks didn't make it through the weekend.
No.
So I wasn't going to mention them, but.
Well, what were the snacks, Mr. Man? What were they? Just out of curiosity.
I never saw them. I came in and saw only patches.
There's one snack left in the freezer. They're icing cookies.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Okay.
Oh, by the way, can I say something about snacks?
Snacks.
The Michael O'Mara Show, once again. On the cutting edge, flying not American, as I said before. I flew United this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the snack offered?
I think I can guess.
Stroop waffles.
Yes, I think it's an. Ooh. I think it is. I think it is airline wide.
It's big Stroop waffle.
It is big waffle.
Stroop waffle. Davy Govind, einen dieten Stroop waffle, Davy.
Listener Jeremy Peace sent us a lovely toy, and we have one for each studio. So I'll mail one to you, Mike.
Whoa.
It is a Sharper Image sound effects machine. And obviously, they're very quiet.
I don't need that.
You don't need it?
No, I don't need that.
All right.
I'll use it.
All right. Good.
What the hell is it? I didn't even hear it. It doesn't even pick up on the microphone.
Hold on a sec. I need to. I think
it
I
is in plastic, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But it has all
Get us a pair of scissors and take it out and see if we can.
Yeah.
If we're doing a radio
show, we do have scissors.
And someone sends us a sound effects machine, I would certainly like to hear what sound effects it made. All I heard was.
Don't cut yourself, Pony, please, for the love of God.
While Pony breaks into that, I want to say a super special thanks to listener Sean Battershall, who works in the video game industry.
Oh, they're from the Rhode Island Battershalls.
Yeah, exactly. And he sent PS4 and Xbox One games for everybody, and he actually has them ready and labeled for all of us.
Can we name titles?
Yes, you can.
All right. We've got we've got Battlefield, which is Battlefield 1, which I don't know if you've played, Mike. It's a friggin' phenomenal.
Is that an Xbox One game?
This is a PS4 game.
I don't have a PS4.
Yeah, well, someone does in the crew. We'll figure that out. And then we've got another game for, it says, Robert III, A Way Out.
Oh, very nice.
That's what he says about living in the Spiewak house.
Someday.
For Tios, got FIFA 18. He knows the way to my heart. I love soccer.
Yeah, that's football.
Football.
Soccer, or as Cosell called it, soccer football.
Soccer.
We got Mike there. We've got another game here. Battlefront 2 Elite Trooper Deluxe Edition.
An Xbox One?
No. We've got.
Well, what the hell's the Xbox One game?
Mike,
simmer down.
A Way Out is an Xbox One game.
I spoke to him since these arrived, and there are more on the way.
Yes.
But this is just to
is he connected, like, to a game company?
He's connected. Yes, he is.
What's the guy's name again?
Sean Battershall of the, I forget what state you put him in.
Mike, sometimes games fall off of an epic truck.
They do, a huge truck.
Sean, this is Mike. Hi. Thanks so much for your incredible generosity. I'm an Xbox One person. I've got one that was given to me as a gift by Oscar. Oscar, you all right, Michael? It sounded like somebody stepped on a cat. But anyway,
Remember when we went to see the CES show, Consumer Electronics Show, Mike?
Yeah,
we went through
that.
All those booths, and then we saw that there's a big gaming convention goes out.
Yeah,
right. We have a direct line to one of the biggest gaming companies in the world.
Yeah, huge.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are you holding in your hand?
That's from the same guy.
Woo!
What is it?
Oh, yeah! This is awesome! Mike, you know I'm a big video game guy, right?
Yeah,
so,
you are.
So as far as collectibles go, I had a bunch of Funko guys, which are the little
action
figure collectibles.
So it's a doll?
Yeah.
No, it's a collectible.
All right, you got a doll. All right.
Very good.
I thought it was something neat. Well, yeah, all right. What? It's a doll. What? Is it like a controller or something?
No,
it's a doll.
No, don't be mean.
I'm sorry.
It's from Titanfall 2. Yeah. And it's Blisken Legion, and I'm gonna put it in the studio here, and you're gonna like my dolls.
Yeah, right, you're gonna love his dolls.
All right, that's a nice doll.
Pony got a package too.
Yeah,
this was attention.
Well, what about the sound effects that I wanted to hear this week?
All right.
Mike didn't get a doll.
No, he did not get a doll.
Hey, you know, I might want that. Are there any other sound effects? I might have to have that.
Some laughter.
I'll send it to you. We'll put together a care package. All right, Oscar, please go back to your action figure.
That's now that you took it out of the package. Isn't that worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it.
Out of the package?
It was. I agree.
Oscar's got his own sound effects board now.
Great.
All right, what did you get,
Bonnie? Oscar, hold on. Hold on, Oscar. When we're like having discussions now, just keep that handy. Okay. Don't overuse it. But you can punctuate some of your comments with it now and have the fun that I've had for millions of years when I talk about, remember yesterday when I was discussing Beluga?
Yeah.
And this is stop it. I have my own that's a little more sophisticated. This is Beluga taking his nighttime walk.
Oh. So sad.
Is that booing?
Yes, it's booing. Oh. Mine's analog, that's yours fun. Is digital.
All right, Pony, what did you get?
It looks like I have a sugar glider guide here. That's lovely.
And what orifice item? No.
And
all right, moving
first edition of a settee, the anime reference guide. It looks like this is from the 90s.
The chair?
Is this one guy? 93? Is this Sean that sent us all this stuff?
No, this was Pony's was a different package. Who's that from?
You didn't tell me that.
It's got a return label on it, you doof.
Joseph McCann. Thank you, Joseph.
Yes. Okay. And the last one I saved, I like this one best, I think. This comes from a gentleman named Kevin. He sent us a case for our fridge of canned wine.
Oh, cool.
Tangent.
Yeah.
Have you tried it yet?
No, but they have like little Chardonnay in a little can. A Pinot Grigio in the can.
Is there... Oscar, take that away from me. He's abusing the
Sauvignon Blanc.
All right, let me ask this. Is there anyone there who would qualify as someone who enjoys wine more frequently than others?
I've been, I'm not a summertime wine guy. I mostly do wine in the winter.
So you don't drink wine. Oscar, do you drink wine?
I drink wine?
Wine
on a regular basis. Because that's what my
give
girl
Oscar,
buys.
Give Oscar the can. Let's
how about a Pinot Noir?
Test.
Oh, yeah, I'll have a Pinot Noir.
Okay.
It's a Pinot Noir, not a Pinot Noir.
Okay.
You mallet head. Come on. Get some level of sophistication.
Our well, at least they didn't say Chardonnay.
Our house is your house. The original house wine. Pinot Noir, dark, rich, spicy, and
can?
Elegant. In a can!
The great way, this great is taste of wine, it comes in a can.
What other options do you have there? Because I do have a palate for wine. Please.
That's just incredible canned wine. I never heard of
Sauvignon Blanc?
Oh.
That's a white.
I
do like white better, Mike. I've always said that about my women.
Is there
well.
A Chardonnay?
Here's a Riesling.
Oh, no. I'll take the Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, I do have a Chardonnay.
You do?
Give him a regular Chardonnay.
Yeah. It comes in a wee small can. When I hold it, I look like Andre the Giant. There you go.
Ready?
Here's a wee small Chardonnay.
Is there a particular manufacturer of these wines, or are they all just a variety?
This guy comes from, there is no manufacturer. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's got a golden bear on it, so it is from California, Mike.
So it's right. Jack Nicklaus who made it.
Yeah. Jack Nicklaus wine.
Right, hi, everybody. This is my wine. I'm Jack Nicklaus.
All right. Let's see.
Right in the eyes.
How's the nose on it?
Hold on. 3, 2, 1.
Let's see what it is. You don't have to chug it.
Oh, wow. First of all, it's a little warm, but overall, it's good for government work.
Good enough for government work. He used one of my phrases. That's it.
What it is, Mike, in Wine Spectator,
oh
it gets
God.
A
87. Like it. Like it.
It's an 87. It's a challenging white.
This is worse than the Franzia box wine.
Really?
Oh. And I know that very well because I carried many boxes in
Is there
in
a
the
chance
college.
It might be better if it was chilled? Because white wine usually is better chilled.
No. And I'm not bougie about my wine. I'll drink anything. This is not good.
Too acidic? Too sweet?
It's very acidic. And if I'm being honest,
Does it have a carbonation flavor to it?
It tastes skunked.
Wine
doesn't skunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it to Rob. Rob, try a little
why
bit.
Try it. Just, I don't have cooties.
Smell it and tell me what you think.
Oh, it smells like day after wine. Like maybe if you stop by Rudy Martsky's house on a Saturday morning. Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
Ah! You know what it is? It's way too sweet for a Chardonnay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it tastes like
maybe
like somebody's foot was hanging out in it for a while and they canned it up.
Or maybe it started as a packet that you added water to.
Maybe like, preservatives.
Yeah, I think there
like
might
that.
Be. Yeah.
Well, are there any more gifts, by the way? Because we didn't get to the mailbag.
That's all for gifts, Mike. I'm afraid.
All right, take a break, and when
we
come back,
we
will read your letters because that's what we do on Tuesdays. And we are live from Washington, D.C. and Maine on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
I'm shouting all about love.
Hello, I'm Old Man Eyebrows, and she's Kathleen Tyner.
I am really glad to be back here.
I understand you've come to help promote the recently returned Cake and Cookies with Robin Cady.
I've always wanted to, and I will. I can do that. Yeah. I'm thinking of this as my fourth career.
You might remember they used to be on the radio, and now they do a podcast.
I liked the radio more.
Oh, well, nowadays, Katie von Hyman likes to talk about her crazy jaw problems and life with Dan, Presley, and Judd, while Rob Spiewak chimes in with his incessant dad jokes.
Oh, I wonder how you feel about that.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you share some thoughts about Cake and Cookies off the top of your head?
Really? Okay. That's a good question. Oh, stupidity. I think it's really good. This is very... very intimate, some of it. Very, very personal, huh? It is odd. I think it might embarrass you a little bit. You feel lousy about yourself.
I guess that's helpful. It's Cake and Cookies, wherever fine podcasts are found. Hey, Kathleen, want to help sing us out?
No, I don't sing. I just act. Shut up and do it. Don't be afraid.
I forget it.
Yes.
What
yes,
a theatrical
yes.
presentation
what a nice
that was.
Job, yeah. Mike Pollock.
For Cake and Cookies. Spectacular. Yes, that's Hold wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Excuse me. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic.
It's so great.
You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated every step of the process. We all use Legacy Box, and the results were amazing, especially when you're living in nostalgia. And you got, we're going to get another Legacy Box when we're up here in Maine because we've got so many memories up here. It's fantastic.
Mike, some of the albums that we were able to digitize for my parents and my mom, the pictures were so old that we had to actually, we could not take them out of the album. We had to cut around.
Because they're stuck to that old-timey glue.
They were Bolivian pictures from the old country, yes. And they were actually paintings on cacao leaves. Isn't that the way it was?
Bolivian pictures.
No, it was the Bolivian adhesive. And Legacy Box was able to make sure, as we sent all, we cut around the album, sent in the picture, they digitized them, sent them back, and now my mom has everything. And the fade that was going to photos, that's gone. We've stopped that.
Without the danger of those La Paz glue carcinogens.
Yes.
That's right. And if you want to buy that Bolivian glue, it's called Elmer's.
Elmer's. Sorry, Legacy Box. Sorry for all the stick in your commercial.
It works.
There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies.
My mom was so happy.
Yeah.
Film reels, photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS. You can save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past, and we thank you. Now, without further ado, let's get back to the mailbag. No more gifts. We're all set.
Done.
Right?
We're all square.
No
and
more.
Thank you to everybody.
Hey, TMOS. My wife, Natalie, and I celebrated our 11th wedding anniversary on Saturday, May 19th. We're on our way to see Paul Simon at the Hollywood Bowl tonight,
cool.
Sunday. And on Monday night, we'll be at the Dodgers game celebrating my birthday as I turn the eternal age of Elvis 42. That's a busy time they
have. It is.
If my calculations are correct, We will be headed south over the grapevine as we listen to Tuesday's TMOS episode. Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie accompanied me to both my Reno shows, and we plan to attend the Vegas show in November. My wife mainly listens to TMOS with me on our drives around the Southern California area, and I know she would love an update on the current status of repairs and renovations to Oscar's Spite House. Tomorrow, Oscar's got a major update.
Yes.
We're going to have
yes.
a segment
breaking
of Oscar's
news
World.
Whenever it feels like breaking.
Stay tuned.
I just want my wife to know that she is a super mom to our three kids, an incredible wife, and a beautiful person. I love her more now than I ever have. Thank you for every day, Jim Stevens.
DJ Hi. Name.
Hi, I'm Jim Stevens.
What's your name?
Jim Stevens.
Who's doing news today?
We've got Jim Stevens coming up at the top of the hour with the latest news. How are you? Jim Stevens, get together for a Friday afternoon. How are you, Jim Stevens?
Hey, who's up in the traffic, Bert?
We got Jim Stevens with the highways and the byways coming up in just a second here. We're going to take a look at our local meteorologist. Jim Stevens will be in. Jim Stevens and Joe, don't forget the Jim Stevens get-together with Tradio coming up this Saturday. Should be spectacular, Jim Stevens. The Jim Stevens 5 after the hour, the Jim Stevens show.
That's 5 after the hour. What time is it? It's Jim Stevens time.
Jim Stevens time. All right. Now, of course, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, it's Stephen Stories. Jim will be regaling you with some of his wonderful camping trip stories. Jim Stevens, like the one time that the marshmallow got on his forearm and he got a nasty second-degree burn.
Second degree?
Never realized the Jim Stevens that you could actually get that kind of a burn on your arm, Jim Stevens.
And what's the name on your healthcare card?
James Stevens. And remember, I never talk about my musical brother.
Who?
I never do that. Cat.
Oh.
All right, moving right along. On May 24th, I will be entering the final year of my douchebag 30s. I was wondering if the gang, along with Mel Gibson, could give me three cheers for the occasion. Thanks a bunch, Todd Erdman or Eerdman.
Erdman.
Erdman, you know all these people.
Well, because in the past he has written rhymes with turd man, and that stuck
Erdman.
With me.
Turdman. Todd Erdman.
Erdman.
Well,
yeah.
What does he want from us?
If you could lead us in a hip hip hooray, I think that'd be
three
great.
Hip hip.
Hooray!
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 All right.
I am still tasting that wine.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Ugh.
Next letter.
Kicking the
Guys,
teeth.
I purposely do not say thank you to the very fine folks at Chick-fil-A because I want them to say my pleasure. So when they give me my total, I say things like, cool cool beans, or all righty. 9 times out of 10, I do not get a response of my pleasure. But every now and then, I get the robot who says it after every transaction. No matter. This man has now put that in my head.
Yes.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A as often as my wife. She likes the soup. But I don't go that often. But if I do, I'm going to have to do this.
Could we help you with maybe a quick tip-in that you could use next time?
What do you mean?
When you go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Yeah.
I can handle it.
All right.
Thank you.
Could you try fresh chicken?
Fresh chicken?
Like when you get it, fresh chicken!
You mean and then look for the my pleasure?
Yeah.
All right. Let's kill people. My pleasure.
My balls hurt.
That's darn. You guys are the worst.
This person says, every now and then I get the robot who says it after every transaction, no matter what the customer says. Chick-fil-A person, your total is 963. Customer, yeah, whatever. Chick-fil-A person, my pleasure.
This guy, solid.
So I would go in and say, your total is 963. I'd say, do you chronically... No, I'm not going to do that.
No, but the answer is yes.
My pleasure.
Yeah, on every break.
Hey, say dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly
dilly. And then they say my pleasure. Try dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly is a good one, yeah.
I'm in.
I see a game coming on. We don't do it the way we used to live radio. We get somebody to go to a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It'll be tough in the morning anyway. Dear TMOS team, I am a rube.
Oh, no.
Why didn't I use Pro Flowers to send flowers to my mamo on Mother's Day? I have heard your Pro Flowers commercials many times, many times.
Many times. Uh-huh.
What are you doing? Anyway, many times.
In that case, I'll be right over.
I'm waiting for you.
Anyway, I have heard your Pro Flowers commercials many times, but I didn't think, and I used FTD.
Boo!
What? So what happened? My mom's flowers ended up at the wrong location, even though I had given the other company the correct address. When I called to find out where my mom's flowers were, the customer service agent didn't know, but assured me that they would get there by May 22nd. Well, I got news for you. The people at Pro Flowers don't like it when you slam the other companies. That's not what they're about. Mm-hmm. All they're about is getting their flowers to you so they look great
and
they're
classy that way.
Yes.
So mom didn't receive, sad to say, mother didn't receive,
didn't
receive many flowers on Mother's Day. Next year I will do better. And use Pro Flowers, I promise. I love all of you, and I thank you for making me smile and laugh every day. Nikki Viglione. Nikki Viglione. He's such a good boy. From Ashburn, Virginia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
P.S. I was walking in Georgetown this past Sunday, and I saw Oscar getting into his car with Shannon and Santos. I wanted to say hi so badly, but I didn't want him to think I was a stalker, so I just stared at him. I think that may have been even more creepy. Hey, you know, we hate it when you don't come up and say hi.
Yeah, do
don't
come
please
up.
Say hi.
Yeah. Don't stare. The worst are, hey, mate, saw you at the hockey game. How was that corn dog?
Or take an unflattering picture of me at the hockey game and make it into a painting.
Turn it into a painting.
By the way, there was an unflattering picture taken in news you may not need this week. Not that I normally like to talk about my kicker story, but boy, oh, would I have loved to be on this plane. Anyway, moving right along. Hi, TMOS. Every day when I pick up my son and daughter, Nathan and Lauren, from school, they ask me, why do we have to listen to Mike O'Mara every day? Nathan turned 8 on May 21st, and Lauren will be 5 on May 28th. Well, I don't want to jump ahead, but I haven't read the rest of the letter. But so they say, why do we have to listen? Well, Nathan and Lauren, because it's going to expand your horizons.
Make you smarter.
8 and 5.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, you little jerks.
I'm trying my best to convert them to loyal listeners and give Oscar the younger demo that he's looking for. If you could wish them both a happy birthday, it will go a long way towards helping that conversation. Thank you, 18-year listener, Alan Woodard. Well, I don't know. Nathan Lauren's very sweet.
Yeah.
And you know what? So is Nathan.
Aww.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I'll go full throttle. Nathan and Lauren are the best kids in the whole wide world, and they're my new best friends. Woo! Nathan and Lauren Woodard are great kids. We love you at the Mike O'Mara Show. I hope you have a wonderful birthday, Nathan, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday, Lauren. You're wonderful. Yay.
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 Yay. He punctuates.
Anyway,
overuse
hey, Rob.
It.
Hey, Rob, I just bought a pair of tennis shoes through your Amazon portal. Best regards to you and the boys, Susan V.
I like the vagueness of it.
Thank you. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and all the rest, I have a problem. Recently, my teenage son has started listening to the Mike O'Mara Show in the car with me. He's picked up quickly on the vibe of the show and seems to really enjoy it just like I do. The bottom line with our show is because the oldest member of the crew, that is me, because I still have the mind of a child. And I will have that, I'm convinced now, till I'm dead. That's just the way I'm going to behave. I still, you know, you should have seen me with the TV.
Oh, I bet.
I got a TV over the weekend for the house up here, and I waited at checkout because I got a slightly bigger one than my wife, my mother, wanted me to get. And so I was waiting before. I didn't go through checkout for this sale price TV because Mrs. O'Mara, I wanted her permission first. Okay, I'm going to be 59 effing years old.
Yeah.
You capiche?
Yeah,
and I still act like a child. That's why kids relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
You know, by the way, kids, do first, ask later.
Yeah,
anyway,
man.
This kid really seems to enjoy the show. The problem is he guffaws and comments about everything, even stuff I know he doesn't get, like Imus or Liddy jokes. Well, it's the voice. It doesn't have to. You don't have to know. Don't
and
be jealous
of your
kid.
I've been doing that my entire career with
the
guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretending.
Well, he does it. Apparently, he does it to the point. This person says he does it to the point that I end up hearing more of him and less of you. Oh. I'm not sure what to do.
Yes.
Mike, Rob, hey, don't let the, you know, let him spread his wings. Mike, Rob, and Pony, you guys have learned to cope with Oscar's terrible laugh. Do you have any advice for me? I'll hang up and listen. Edward O. from Richmond. I think you have to encourage this behavior. You have to encourage it. I'm proud of this kid.
May I offer a counterpoint? My father taught a game to me when I was little, and it was called the Be Quiet Game. Teach that to your son. Do they teach you that here?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You could probably do this. I find this if he's talking during our show, when we're talking, this might work. Shh.
A stern shh.
Yeah. Yeah. Backed with a lot of air pressure. Yeah.
Moving right along. Hello, my name is Joe Perez at 8th, and I've been a listener since the Don and Mike days. I really need your guys' help today. My brother Diego, who is 29, just entered himself into a 30-day rehab program to try to kick his addiction to drugs and alcohol. He has been dealing with these issues for over 10 years. I'm sorry to hear that. Our mom, Christine, and I wanted to let Diego know we love him, and we are always... Is he talking about our Diego?
No, this is not shtick. Right. This is genuine.
I wanted to let Diego know we love him and that we are always here for him. We know he can do this. We're also hoping that Morgan Freeman can give my brother some words of encouragement to help him get through what will be a very difficult process. It's kind of weird when Sirius and shtick kind of meet. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the funny. Joe Perez. So this is for Diego Perez.
Yeah, do you want to? Do we spin for this, or do you just do it?
We can spin. We can do whatever you want. Let's not spin.
Oh, I already dropped the coin. I'm sorry.
All right, here it is. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. All right, that's the way this is going to work. Do you have the Morgan music?
I do.
All right, here we go. I never knew Diego Perez. All I know is that he's a man among men. And he's faced his demons, and he's doing something about it. That's right, Diego Perez checked himself into rehab. And when he comes out those double doors at the end of his 30 days, he's going to be something mighty fine. He'll be a better man coming out than he was when he went in. Yeah, we all have our demons, Diego. You're nothing special. The only thing that separates you from the pack is your willingness to become a better man. I salute you, Diego Perez, and your family is waiting at the other side with open arms to welcome you to the first day of the rest of your life. Salute, Diego Perez. Godspeed, and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Thank you. Yes, that was pretty good.
Wasn't great. I was going to say, I mean, that's like sincere. Sincere, yeah.
Like shtick met serious.
Now I know why Carla fell in love with you.
Oh, thank you, Oscar. Fellas, a non sequitur. Yeah, shut up.
All right.
A non sequitur, no context, apropos of literally nothing. Pony's closed mouth, smug little giggle is insanely sexy.
What?
Whoa! Oh. I have quite a crush.
What?
I wish I lived closer to D.C. so I could pitch some woo.
Oh.
Ah, well, I just felt like I needed to say that to someone. BTW, congratulations on quitting smoking. I quit after 15 years of smoking. It's not easy. Well done, darling.
Thank you.
Signed, Dan O'Brien.
No!
Signed, Olivia L. Olivia L.
I saved her email address, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay. There's Robbie, your little... and I hold in my hand our last letter. Woo! Jesus, where's the time gone? Dear TMOS, my family will be relocating from Iowa City to the Tampa area. We don't have a place yet, so I was wondering if it would be okay if we squatted in Mike O'Mara's Florida home while he and his family are in Maine. Since he forgot his router and modem, we are eager for some great free Wi-Fi. I'll just assume it's okay unless I hear otherwise. And I don't know about you guys, but I am excited. Best, Dave McIntosh. Bite me, Dave. Robs, we can move on now. Thank you very much. That's it, Dave.
Yeah. Great closing letter.
Dave McIntosh, come ahead. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk whatever we're going to talk about.
Why would any self-respecting Buffalo sports fan open a Buffalo-themed restaurant in Herndon, Virginia? Because Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is perfectly located between the world's finest chickens and the world's finest Buffalo spices. Who writes this stuff? Have six drinks and listen to the America, because it is perfectly located between the Gary Stein Show and the Cookies and Cake Show. And remember, Jimmy's is still accepting donations for our endless wing construction projects. Listen to the America
and buy a brick. It'll be okay.
Thank you, James.
Good read.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Probably so. Credit card interest rates are the worst. But here's the good news. You can refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. They have credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with auto pay and no fees. The application is 100% online, and it's a simple and painless process. Once approved, the money gets deposited directly into your account, so you are in total control. And the best part, you can get your funds as soon as today. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStreamEAM. I'm sorry, let me do that again. I'm always terrible at spelling.
Yes.
Great at reading, terrible at spelling out websites. LightStreamEAM.com. /TMOS, and we thank you.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
All right, so we touched on the Caps already, right? We kind of covered that. We're all set with that. We Wednesday night is Game 7.
You had a rave that you were going to do that was about the way they won it.
Yes.
Okay, here's the difference. Midway through the game, it was about the halfway mark of the game, they started banging bodies like I've never seen. They started playing like teams like Chicago and teams like Pittsburgh and teams that I've seen win Stanley Cups by just, it's an effort level. This is what I said to my wife, and this is my theory. I'm not a person that covers the Caps, so I can't speak with authority on this, but I watch a lot of hockey. I played at the lowest possible level in high school, and I skated a little bit with the Capitals alumni, but I know this about hockey. At this stage of the game, you hear people say, oh, they've got better conditioning or that. Now, that's irrelevant. They're all now, after playing this long with this intensity, all these teams are basically conditioned the same way.
Right.
They are. They you just can't not be. You can't even play in one of these games and not be. But what it is finding this extra gear and finding within their hearts this ability to play. And that's really, over the years, what the Capitals didn't have. They never found that extra gear where they wanted it more. And last night was the first time that I can remember in a very long time where I watched a team that was pretty well evenly matched with the opponent. Tampa's got as much a chance of winning this series as Washington does, but the Capitals it was such a pleasure for their fans to see what I put on my Facebook page, best playoff effort yet. Yeah. I've never seen a better effort on the part, especially, and look, you're talking about somebody who's talked about Alex Ovechkin going back to Mother Russia and stuff like this, and I'll get done with the sports talk, but he's a guy that I've slammed. I said, hey, he wants to go back, and so I've said that. I've slammed him when they go out in the first round. I just said, where's that extra gear? Alex Ovechkin didn't score any goals last night, but he was a maniac. He was the effort was so total by him, and then a bunch of the other guys followed suit. And I got to think that if they can pull that effort out one more game in this series, they can go to the final, and that'll be a triumph for this franchise. It's kind of weird that they'll be playing Vegas.
Yeah.
The expansion team gets to the Stanley Cup
their
final.
First
their
first year as a team, right?
Yeah. That's happened in the NFL, too. The teams, come in with an expansion roster, and they're able to pull it together. I just can't tell you how fun and pleasurable and exciting it was to watch that game as a fan. And for all the people, I never, ever wanted to be in Capital One Arena as much as I did last night. And, it's funny, my buddy Fried and I, who really during a regular early part of the playoffs, sometimes we'll text back and forth 10 times during a game. We texted at the beginning and we texted at the end because we were both nervous wrecks.
Oh, wow.
Watching this. And we'll be nervous wrecks on the seventh game tomorrow night. But to have another night of that kind of fun.
And it's energy.
Yes.
Oh, it's so much fun to watch. It's just such a pleasure. And that's what, right now, this is where my head's at. I don't want him to lose on Wednesday night because I want the fun to continue. Regardless of the result, I'll watch the final because the Caps got so close. But I still would love to see them do it if they can possibly pull it out of their butts and get that kind of effort. You never know. It's not something that you can drum up immediately. It requires the moment to be, you know, it requires the way they feel when they wake up in the morning, stuff like that. It was spectacular. It was spectacular. And after 45 smiling Irish bastards, I'm telling you, it was even more fun where I was just sitting there going, you know, and it, you watch a game like that and the game's over and you look around your room and you go, what do I do now? What the hell do I do now? It's just why sports are fun. And it's a blast to watch. It really is.
For further context, I think that feeling you're talking about, Mike, what do I do now? I remember the game being over and I had settled with the fact that I wanted them to win, but they were probably going to lose, right? So going into the game, as I sat down, I was like, all right, don't get upset. This is just a game. Don't go crazy. Don't yell at the TV too much. Because
I kind of said the same thing. I gave myself the same kind of pep talk.
And then at the end, when they had won, I was like, well, I can't go to bed now. Like,
you have to be charged. You're pumped, right? Yeah.
Oh, you're so wound up. I got to bed at midnight, and that was good for me. I was so pumped up. I really was.
It was in the last round.
Off the deck.
Yes!
It was in the last round when the Caps won that you actually went and watched another hockey game that didn't matter to you because you just wanted more. You wanted more.
It's just so much fun. So we'll see. Tomorrow night, Tampa, and they put on a big show down there. I've been to that arena. That's the only playoff game I watched in person, was there. And I'm just so super psyched. I am so super psyched. If they get to the final, I don't know. There might be a plane ride in my future. I'm super, super jacked for this. This is very, very cool.
Special. So,
but I'm saying that in the euphoria of the moment.
We texted each other last night when the game was over, and it was a lot of DGH.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get happy. Let's see what happens. But you know what? It's a bonus now. They could have been eliminated. They weren't. That's fun.
That's true.
You get a game seven. There's nothing like a game seven in the playoffs for the Stanley Cup. It is great. I hope you enjoy it. And even if you've never watched a hockey game, you want to watch a great one, watch the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that. But the one, game six will be tough to beat. But see, I've lived that with the Boston Red Sox. A phenomenal game six, followed by the disappointment of a game seven.
That's DGH in action right there. Did you see that turn you just took?
Yeah. Before we go to break here, we've got a few minutes, so we'll play a guessing game.
Okay.
Mrs. O'Mara asked me to purchase something for her on Amazon. I don't think you'll guess this. I don't think there's any way you'll guess this, but it'll be.
Can we do some yes fun. No?
We're going to do some yes no question. We'll go back and forth. Pony, do you want to play?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Is it a primarily
one question and one guess?
Is it primarily an indoor object?
No.
Okay, then it is a bear trap.
No.
I'm close though.
The dramatic pause is a raccoon trap.
No, it's not. You could have asked a question, but you blew it.
I blew it.
Does it feed animals in some way?
No. Would you like to guess?
No, I'll wait for another question.
Rob Spiewak.
Is it made primarily of metal?
Yes.
Is it a safe catch and release trap for outside wildlife?
No.
Made of metal.
And really, the answer to that question, that was a tough question to answer. I'm going to say no, it's not primarily made of metal.
Okay. All right. Then do I get another guess?
Yes.
Is it a bird feeder?
No.
Okay.
Is
it made to kill or save?
It's made to save.
Oh, man.
Now, you asked that in a generic way.
Yes.
It's a plastic outside saver.
It's made to save. You didn't ask me what it's made to save. You said, is it made to save? I said, yes, it's made to save.
So, I'm good with this. This is a fence. You ordered a fence. No?
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
It's smaller than that.
And it does it have to do with animals?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a bird bath?
No.
Okay, outside of, it could be either battery or electric. Does it draw electric current?
No.
Damn it.
I see where you're going.
Yeah. Is it a telescope?
No, it is not. You were so close, and you just moved further away. You're not remembering the key.
I was close to with a bear trap.
Yeah.
So what?
All
it's a plastic outside saving bear trap.
So,
I didn't say plastic.
You said not metal, though.
So
I didn't say not metal. I said that. No, you're not going to make me do that.
All right,
go ahead. Probably aluminum.
It's light.
The dogs are up there. Is it a corral to keep the dogs safe from the eagles?
No. You're thinking stationary, and that's your mistake.
Pony. So it moves.
Mm. This is impossibly difficult. You said it was made out of aluminum. It's something that saves things and it moves around. Does it have wheels?
No.
Does it have to do with squirrels?
No.
Can your son play on it?
No.
Nor should he, probably.
My son wouldn't be allowed to touch it.
Man.
Is it in any way dangerous?
Yeah, it could be.
Does it have a portion of it that's very sharp?
No.
Is it a gopher trap?
No.
Okay, so...
Would you like a hint?
I would.
You can take it with you.
Oh, man.
So it's not wealth.
Oh, no, I got it. I got it. It's a bear repellent.
Oscar Santana. Yes. It's bear spray. It's
what?
Bear spray. That's right. Bear spray for the wilds of Maine. Congratulations. Rob, you started out with bear, like we had that brain thing working, yeah. And then you moved away from it. It's bear spray. Mm-hmm. Big, giant, $39
Whoa.
For a can of this crap.
Hey, baby. Mm.
$39 because my wife is afraid on her hikes up here when there's no one around that she's going to get killed by a bear. So
did you know that Trip Affleck's cologne is called bear spray? True fact.
Oh, awesome. I can't top that. We're going to take a break. Trip Affleck's bear spray. Available at your local Dillard's.
And you can eat it.
Jesus. God, you took your pills this morning. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Michael Marriage Show.
Shalomi, my homies. Intern Emily here. If you haven't heard, I'm shipping off to Israel for the next month. I'll be climbing mountains, trekking through the desert, and even floating in the Dead Sea. But whatever will I do with my downtime? Luckily, TMOS is now available on Spotify. It's easier than ever to listen wherever and whenever you want. And the best part? It's free. So check out The Mike O'Mara Show on Spotify. Tov, yalla, bye.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. What was the other one you had with the L something for Bolivia?
Oh, L Mers.
L Mers.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages.
Oh, here we go.
And Trip Affleck's bear spray. It's the worst time of the year. You've got vermouth, but you're out of gin. Oh. We are out of gin here. Your dog just fell down the steps. Hold on a second. And your biking buddy is smoking pot and hogging all of the brie. What will you do? I'm sorry I missed yesterday. What will you do? Well, you clap-carrying half-wit, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a Waylon Jennings into a Silly Nelson. La, la, la. Roller coaster of love. Say what? Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You get access to our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's truly a win-win. So please, pick up some Trip Affleck bear spray, and a wee thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News. Oh, wow. That's
Is that better?
Much better.
Lordy. George Clooney, turn that down, always had the title of preeminent bachelor in showbiz, but he's on his second marriage. The guy who probably should have held that title all these years was Hugh Grant. He's 57 years old, and he has never been married.
That surprises me.
But that's about to change. Hugh is going to marry his Swedish girlfriend, Anna Eberstein. They've been together more than 6 years and have 3 kids. She's 39 years old. Oh, that's disgusting.
The age difference alone.
Hugh also has 2 kids from a previous relationship. He fathered them all after he turned 50. So he has 5 kids? Is that what he...
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, Hugh Grant has 5 children, but unfortunately doesn't have... they've all been out of wedlock.
What's the name of the fiancé, the intended?
Trip Affleck's bear spray.
That's exactly right.
Brad Pitt has a really quick cameo in Deadpool 2. Did you see it yet, Oscar?
Oh, yeah. I saw it this past weekend. Really, really good. Strong.
I'd like to see it, but unfortunately, to see it up here, I have to take a seaplane.
That's right.
Brad Pitt
and
has
the theater up
really...
there is still showing Deadpool 1.
Deadpool 1 as a first release.
That's right.
Brad Pitt has a really quick cameo in Deadpool 2 as an invisible character called Vanisher. In fact, you can only see Brad's face briefly when he's electrocuted. Screenwriter Paul Wernick says they never even planned to show Vanisher's face until it occurred to them it would be a great opportunity to squeeze in a celebrity cameo. So Ryan Reynolds reached out to Brad, who was happy to do it because his kids were big fans of the original. So,
that's awesome.
That's cool. I like that.
How did you do a review?
I did a review, and I'll tell you, Mike, that it's hard to follow up with, you know, a smash after you have really a smash that came out of nowhere, right? For a comedy and rated R, and they pull it off. They absolutely pull it off.
Good. I've heard good things.
Could you turn down your swoosh, please?
Your swoosh is coming in awful
really
loud.
It's really loud. Yes.
Okay, hold on a second.
It's main loud.
Main loud.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this right.
It's a low pressure system.
But it's not the sun, though.
No.
That's Florida.
It's over here. I'm over there.
Much better.
Woo! Really? Okay. Is that okay?
Yes. It's great.
Jake Gyllenhaal, or is it Gyllenhaal? How do you spell it?
Either way is fine.
I mean, Gyllenhaal.
I think it's Gyllen like a villain.
Jake Gyllenhaal might finally join the Marvel Universe as a villain. He's in talks Gyllen the villain. he's in talks to play Mysterio in the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming.
Is it Mysterio?
Is this
going to
be
Mysterio?
Is this going to be it now? Is this
that's
gonna,
what they
is
do?
That, mm-hmm. Is that all we're going to get now? Is this?
Oh, you'll still get
garbage?
One. You'll still get a Star Wars movie
they're,
every
they're
other
winners,
year.
They're winners, Mike. You got to ride.
Is
the winner.
Star Wars like the only thing? How about some? Come on. So,
yeah, some storytelling, please.
How about some more billboards?
Yeah, out of Ebbing, Missouri.
Yes, Al Capone.
Yeah, I loved it. Mysterio made his debut in the comics in 1964 as a Hollywood stuntman and special effects expert who uses his skills to turn to a life of crime. Meanwhile, Michael Keaton is also returning as the Vulture. Okay, all right, okay.
Hey, Michael Keaton, though, he's good.
Yeah. I liked him as the Vulture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And Birdman.
Hollywood has left. Birdman is a different movie. That's a different movie altogether.
Well, Birdman's not a superhero.
He's not. Oscar thought it was a superhero. Okay.
I'm Mysterio. You can't figure me out.
Sorry. I'm not sure this is the big idea that's going to help the U.S. Postal Service start raking in cash again, but I guess it's really all they've got. And I have fond memories of a product that has this name on it. The USPS just announced that they're going to put out their first line ever of scratch and sniff stamps.
Hey!
On June 20th.
That's terrific.
Let me stop for a second here. Back in the day, this is probably predates both of you boys having this awareness, because it was my high school / college. I know we had them in the dorm. The first scratch and sniff that I ever experienced was Hustler magazine.
No!
Oh my God.
It was Hustler magazine. Oh. Yes, it was.
Bro.
That is really bad.
And it got passed around the dorm
floor. I bet.
It was like there was a hole where... Anyway,
and just in case, I'm going to... just to be
bunch
careful.
Of perverts.
Yeah.
The 10 different stamps will all have pictures of popsicles and their scents, including things like fruits, chocolate, and root beer, and their forever stamps. So they should just be the same cost as the other stamps. So that's...
So
that's
no Stormy Daniels stamp.
I'm shocked it took him this long to get that going.
Did you ever get stickers on like Perfect Papers when you were in elementary school and they'd be scratch and stuff? Mm-hmm. I remember chocolate and grape and strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's when Rob started getting straight A's.
No, I would get straight A's only if they actually gave me chocolate and strawberries.
This real ones. Even the scent would do it for you. It's like, this smells like chocolate. Where's my homework? Anyway, I told Carla about your weight loss, and you know what the look was? That she was just,
what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She still thinks I'm a dork, though.
No, that was for me, for you know, getting my ass.
Yeah.
There's a fourth grader outside Columbus, Ohio, named Eva Evans, or Ava Evans. She is 10 years old, and last fall she started missing a lot of school. Then her teachers found out it was because she needed a kidney transplant and was on dialysis 10 hours a day. Her family got tested, and they weren't a match. But someone else who got tested was. Tanya Thomas has been a teacher for over 20 years. She's a fourth grade teacher at Ava's school, and she's donating a kidney. But the most impressive part is they barely even knew each other.
Wow.
Ava is in a different fourth grade class. Tanya knew who she was, but they didn't really have a connection. So she's just doing it because she's a great human being. Mm. And the surgery is happening later this summer. Tanya says, listen to this for those of you that might feel good about yourselves when you give a homeless person a dollar or when you send in a donation to a charity. Tanya says she decided to do it because two people at her church had recently donated kidneys. And there was never a doubt in her mind. This is her quote. I just felt that I just felt like that door had been opened and I was supposed to walk through it.
Good for her, man.
And because of that, she's very possibly going to save the life of little Ava.
That's awesome.
Just, I think that's just so sweet.
Very
and cool.
sweet.
I think that's wonderful. I love that story. And now, because I like to offer balance on news you may not need, it's time to go to the other side of the spectrum.
Break
Are you
on
ready?
Through to the other side, yes.
Yes. So there's a man that's on a flight, and he starts acting inappropriately by staring at women. He actually looked at them in a creepy way. Then he started making the women sitting all around him feel uncomfortable by telling them, quote, he was physically excited and he was staring at them. He even touched one of their legs. Well, the flight attendants acted quickly and they moved in on this guy and they moved him to an empty row in the back of the plane. And that's when he whipped out his junk and started peeing on the seat in front
Gross.
Of him.
Oh.
A woman who was sitting across from the aisle actually took a picture. I saw this incredible picture of this maniac. You know, you never know now when you fly and, you know, everybody can fly
yeah.
and people go crazy. But it shows that this guy was really doing this. When the flight landed, this gentleman who will go by the name of Michael, he was escorted off the plane by the police. Now he's facing federal charges for interfering with the flight crew and indecent exposure. So that's this guy, Michael. There is good news, though.
Oh, good.
The row that he was in had extra leg room.
Bye!
Extra leg room. I'm sorry. I don't know what that means. It just
I think we all know.
Maybe because I just
don't
got
overexplain it. Yeah.
There you go.
It's fine.
Extra leg room.
The guy's a monster.
Okay, he's a monster, and he's going to be locked up, which is good. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault, and Trip Affleck's Bear Spray, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent. Political Persuasions.
Hey, I'm Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, the Russian investigation celebrates its one-year anniversary, and we wonder if the president is getting Bob Mueller a paper tiger to celebrate. North Korea goes back to brinksmanship, and T-Rex Tillerson takes a veiled bite out of Trump, saying the country is facing a crisis of ethics.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Still the best way to get what you need. However, you want to make sure we get credit for your Amazon purchase, so you got to do it right. Listen up. Click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. You're learning, but it's a slow learning curve.
Yes, do faster.
We'd like it to be faster, super easy, and
every
that will guarantee
purchase counts.
Please, that we get credit for your purchase. We need it, because if you need anything, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
It actually comes from a listener. Listen, I think it's his real name, John Smith.
Oh.
His name is Jonathan Smith, and he bought himself an Acer flagship 15.6-inch HD premium Chromebook. I didn't know these were so cheap on Amazon. You can get yourself a rocket ship laptop for $147, and you can get that by just clicking on the link on our website.
Look
get
at yourself that. A real laptop for 140 what?
A really nice $147.
That's incredible. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that laptop and more at the top of MikeOmerishow.com. Get to clicking, you Amazonians. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today. What is today's date? This is Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Paul Simon, who is actually mentioned in the mailbag today because they were going to see him at Hollywood Bowl. He's on tour for the summer. And he was doing... Last night he was doing a show and he forgot lyrics to a song he wrote. And I did not know this was policy for him. When he forgets lyrics on stage, he punishes himself by making himself sing a song he wrote that he hates.
Anybody know the words? Because I made a mistake and forgot the lyrics, that's all. I'm going to penalize myself. I'm going to sing one of my songs that I loathe.
That's cool. A cool bit.
This will teach me, because I hate this song.
Feeling groovy.
Oh, that's a great choice, too.
Slow down, you move too fast.
What a great choice.
Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Now, I would love...
What a fabulous bit. What a fabulously entertaining moment in a concert.
And you know what? I thought about it. If that happens like every show, that's fine for me. If he sets it up that well, I think that's fantastic. Very cool.
Oh, that's beautiful. Good I stuff. Love that Paul moment. Simon. What a great moment.
Big winners on TV last night. Miss Nebraska won Miss USA. Maddie Poppy won American Idol last night. And Ooh. Adam Rippon, Maddie Poppy. She was
Maddie
one of the,
Poppy?
Maddie Poppy.
Maddie
Poppy.
There's an article in the Washington Post about American Idol. Just quick
please.
Sidebar.
Yeah, read it to us.
That the evil genius of the way that they ended up this season, the two top contestants, they revealed last night that, and it's a Disney ending, right? It's on ABC now, that they're dating.
Of course, she's dating Caleb.
They're dating.
Yes.
And they also sent them to a Disney resort in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
And, you know, the contestant that ends up winning, which I'm sure we just mentioned.
Is Maddie.
Yeah, is Maddie, the girl, right? She is so overwhelmed with joy, crying through the final her final song, that she can't finish the song. And the entire cast and all the top 16 contestants come out on stage and help her finish.
Almost as if it was planned.
Oh, God.
I just think it's
so
great
Disney.
That you all came through this journey and y'all came out here together and sang for
you
us.
You can't get by the country guy. You just can't get by the country.
It's the last time I'll get to do it because the show's okay. over. And also, my congratulations. Dancing with the Stars also concluded last night.
Wow, as they you all remember, wrapped up.
It was all athletes, and Adam Rippon won. I just like to hear Tom Bergeron's voice. Hold on.
Tom Bergeron.
Adam and Jenna. Josh and Sharna.
Daz.
Tanya and Sasha.
Sasha.
And
Tom Bergeron.
Dancing with the Stars athletes stars. Are... Adam and Jenna.
Adam and Jenna dancing with the stars. Tom Bergeron.
So I don't know what sort of reality slop they're going to give us now because those are three big shows that are all gone.
Idol renewed for the second season.
Oh, yeah, they're coming back. Yeah, so that's good, I
Might
suppose.
I recommend filling that void with Killing Eve?
I think the last episode, of Letterman's Netflix talk show drops next week. His guest is Howard Stern, and he asked Howard Stern about interviewing Trump. And this is a pretty fascinating answer.
To me, a guest who comes on and says anything that is in his mind is a great guest. And he would get on. And no matter what I asked him, and I'd always call him Mr. Trump. He liked that. I'd say, Mr. Trump, who are the great beauties? He goes, first of all, the great beauties, Howard, are not actresses. Donald, I think Angelina Jolie is a great beauty. Seven. Really? Why? Well, come on. He goes, you know who's a great beauty? I go, who? He goes, my daughter, Ivanka. Now, she's a 10. And so we'd have these discussions.
Oh, my.
And, of course, with the internet now, all these tapes are out there. Yeah. And they're still using them on a constant basis.
I love Letterman. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
Did you get that right? Did you get that little? See, there's a little Trump in Howard, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? Because you get, and they're still using them on a regular basis. I invented radio.
I invented tape.
That's the whole, it's a New York thing, by the way. I
think you're right.
It is. I mean, if you get who's the guy? Scaramucci. That's a New York vibe. Mm-hmm. The New York vibe, you know what? It's weird that things germinate as we're sitting here at the very end of the show. But I always used to go, when I'd go on vacation and I'd travel to like, an island place or a hotel somewhere,
tropical,
you know, a resort hotel, and you bump into New Yorkers, and it always was, yeah, I know that. I've been
very
there.
Matter
That's
of fact.
Great. I know. Yeah. That. It's just, but know everything. You've been everywhere. Any lack of knowledge is a sign of weakness. That's
and also,
the way
they're
roll.
Not unfriendly, but because of the way they talk, the nature of their cadence, they can make "Have a nice day" sound like "I want to stick a knife in you."
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I
have
think
a nice
they get
day.
The, yeah.
You
have
too.
A great day. You're really
you
great.
You too. Have a nice day.
Yeah,
I've
but I love the city. But you're right. It's just their attitude.
Right.
Luckily, Mike, you were not flying through San Antonio Airport yesterday.
Okay.
There was a small baboon that was in a cage.
Oh, no.
And it escaped in baggage handling.
Oh, wow.
There was an escaped baboon. Here is aviation director Russell Handy.
Police officers and other security blocking off the area to ensure that everyone else stayed out of the area of risk. And so that while we did have some baggage delayed, we did not had no flights delayed or canceled.
Lessons learned as a result of this experience the first time?
Well, I mean, I learned a lot of things about monkeys and what it takes to subdue one. But I think the lesson that we learned is our emergency management system and the way we put a team in place to exercise command and control of an incident, it works very well in an airport environment.
Okay. So everybody's okay. And, but I do want to close with this. I have exclusive tape of the monkey in the airport.
Thank you. It is my own special blend, you know. Krito, can I help? Dumkopf, let an expert show you how to fix the tent.
And nobody was injured. That is your magic audio vault.
What are we going to do now, Lancelot?
I don't know, you, but Oscar. We better end the show. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app. We got all the good stuff there. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety. We're not there yet, in case you didn't know. And find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. Never was more delighted to have finished my work for the week than I was on Friday. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.